So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion of two consecutive days of Kedusha. Itmar, Shnei Yom Tovim Sherosh Hashanah, Rav Shmuel, the Amr Tavayu, Nodu Bezeh, Asur Bezeh. Rav Shmuel both agree that an egg laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah may not be eaten on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains, Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, also referred to as Yema Richta. Shem Vadei Chag Kavu Aliyas Kemarchim Drabanan, Shemitzchila Loi Machma Safik Yizchila Lasses. Acham certainly instituted the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as one long day, one period of Kedusha, because it was not because of that that they began to keep 2 days. The Gemara explains. Originally, when Rosh Chodesh was designated, based on reports of sighting the new moon, they would accept witnesses until the end of the 30th day of El and proclaim Rosh Hashanah on that day. Rashi adds that they would not do malacha all day because of this possibility. One time, the Edom came very late, and the Shir Shal Yom was mixed up, as Levim already sang the Shir Shal Chayil, and when the Edom finally arrived, the Chum proclaimed the 30th of El as Yom Tov, which requires a Shir Shal Yom Tov. Because of this incident, the Chum instituted that Edom would only be accepted up until Mincha time. The Chum also instituted that the 30th of El would be declared a Yom Tov, as it was possible that the Edom would in fact come early in that day. And even when the Edom came late, they would complete the day as Yom Tov, even though we now know that the next day is the first of the month. Amar Rabba, Mitakanas Rabbi Yechem Zakai Ve'elach Bei Muteres. From the time of Rabbi Yechem Zakai, the egg is permitted on the second day, because the Mishnah taught, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yechem Zakai, Sheyu Mekabna Eid Zachidosh Kol Yom. After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, since there was no longer an issue of Shem Yiskalkul Bashir, he went back to the original system of accepting Edom all day, and Yerushalayim, they would have only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. In the distant places, they would keep 2 days Misafik as in other Yom Tovim. Therefore, Rosh Hashanah has the same halacha of Nel D'Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. Abaye, however, questions this based on teachings of Rabbi Shmuel, who said, Nel D'Bezeh, Asur Bezeh. Rabbi clarifies, Halan V'Halahu. Rav and Shmuel are stating the halacha for Bnei HaGoyla, for which the original Gezerah never changed, and they continued observing 1 year Yom HaRichta based on the original Gezerah. Therefore, for them, it remained Kedusha Achas. However, for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, while 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are still kept, it is not the same Kedusha Achas, but Shtei Kedushas, and therefore, Nol D'Bezeh Muteres Bezeh. Rav Yisuf gives yet another explanation, as follows. Av mitakan Rav Yechon mezakeh ve'elach be'asura. The Takan Rav Yechonan did not change the status at all, because Havadav Sheb'minyan, the original takana to make Rosh Hashanah one long day was a takana that was accepted by a group of chacham, and such a takana needs a group greater in size and stature to revoke it. Rav Yosef ben Aminula. The Gemara explains that Rav Yosef learns this from 3 sources. Leich amar lahem shuv lechem lo leichem. After Matan Torah, Hashem instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klai Yisrael that they were permitted to return to their wives. This command was necessary as it came to rescind the command before Matan Torah of Hayinachayin l'sheishas yom al tikshul isha. All the Yidden must separate from their wives for 3 days. B'mshech hayevel himayala b'har. After the Shechina left Har Sinai, Hashem told Klai Yisrael that going up the mountainside was now permissible again. This command was necessary as it came to rescind the command of Gamat Sen Mabaka al Yiru el Mul Hahar Hahu, where Hashem had previously forbade ascending Har Sinai while the Shechina was present. Kem Ravai, the fruits of the 4th year of growth are Kodesh and must be brought to be eaten in Yerushalayim. These fruits may also be redeemed and their value brought to Yerushalayim to purchase other foods that then retain the original Kedusha of Kem Ravai. The Mishnah taught that the Chum instituted that if one was within 1 day's journey to Yerushalayim, he should not redeem the fruit but rather bring the actual produce to Yerushalayim. Kedei la'atir shuka Yerushalayim beperis, in order to beautify the streets of Yerushalayim with the new produce. At a certain point, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and his colleagues, or Nimnu Beitiruhu, got together and rescinded the original Takana to permit bringing the redeemed value of the fruit, as Yerushalayim B'Churbana no longer needed adornments. We see, though, that only because Nimnu Beitiruhu were they able to revoke the original Gezerah. Rav Adin and Rav Shaman also held that Mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Ve'elach Be'yasura. The Takana of Yochanan did not change the status at all, but for a different reason, my time. Meheir Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Be'ez Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt shortly. V'yoimru, Ishtaked mi lo yichalnu be'ya b'yam tev sheni, hashta nami nechal. V'lo yadid ishtaked shtei kedusha sein, v'hashta kedusha achasi. People will remember that the previous year eggs laid on the first day of Yom Tov were permitted on the second day of Yom Tov, and will not remember that the status of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah changed now that we have Kiddush HaChodesh once again. We're not concerned that someone might remember something different about accepting the Eidim, because Kiddush HaChodesh is something that is Mesur LeBezdin, and a Bezdin would not make such a mistake. Rav Amar, Afmet Tekanes Rav Yechem Ezakev Eilech Be'asur. Rav agrees with Rav Yosef as well, but for another reason. Therefore, even after the Takana of Yechem Zakai, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are halachically considered one long day. Rava highlights this point by reiterating what we had learned on the previous daf. The halacha follows Rav in these three items, with the third halacha being Shneyam Teibish Rosh Hashanah, Nod Bezeh Asur Bezeh. An egg laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is forbidden on the second day, as Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta.